Hello and welcome back to the Connection Podcast. This is Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
And we are so excited to be with you this chilly for Florida October Tuesday. We are so appreciative of everyone who tunes in and listens, whether on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Today, we wanted to talk about Alan and Lorena Posas.
They are incredible people. They are pastors in the little city of El Porvenir. And we had the privilege of meeting them a few years back and have just been partnered together ever since. They're the type of people that, you know, with whatever resource they have, they turn it into something much greater than that. They're incredibly hardworking individuals. They're completely beloved by the community, and they're the type of people that just inspire us on a daily basis.
Yes, yeah, I remember meeting them actually. Danielle and I and Sage, we were all living in Honduras at that time in 2020. And if anyone remembers, I know we don't like to talk about it too often, but the worldwide pandemic happened, and in March of that year, as with pretty much every other nation on the earth, Honduras was shut down. There was no way to get out and about. You had to have special police and national level security clearance to get through anywhere. They would only let citizens go to the grocery store like once every 10 or 12 days on a rolling schedule based on your ID number and your last name and things like that. And so it was actually a pretty severe lockdown. It wasn't just like shelter in place. It was like quite severe.
They sheltered us in place.
It wasn't a suggestion. It was actually just a mandate.
Yeah.
However, because of the work that Connect Global had done previously and has done in that nation for a long time, and I think just due to the favor that we have with God and with authorities and with different things, our team, we actually were able to secure special clearance to move around the country that year.
Yeah.
And pretty instantly, almost pretty much right as soon as the pandemic happened, and for about 3 or 4 months straight, kind of had a hard pivot in our ministry to where we would do a lot of food distribution, water distribution, emergency and medical type relief. We were able to introduce or deliver a brand new ambulance to one of the fire departments. And so it all kind of centered around world health and community health and more emergency needs being met than ever before.
Yeah.
And one of those partners...
Well, let me interject just for a second.
Go ahead.
For anyone new listening, doing food relief and water and those things was not new for our organization, but the way in which it was done was very new. So we've always done long-term, bigger, sustainable projects.
Future-minded.
That last for the future, last for the long haul.
Right.
And we did have to pivot into that emergency response, emergency relief.
Right.
And so while it still was in line with our overall mission and vision, the method had to change because the need became imminent.
Right. And that's the thing is that Connect Global has always been very strategic in that way, where we are definitely open to multiple different methods, multiple different avenues of meeting needs, both physical and spiritual needs.
Yeah.
And so we've never been married to one method. We've never said, okay, well, this is what we do and how we do it, and we're going to always do this forever. Except for the fact that we're meeting spiritual and physical needs. So whatever that means and however we're able to do that, we've always been able to do that. So when the pandemic hit and when we were all trying to figure out how we were going to continue meeting those needs, one of the partners that we met there were the Posas.
Yeah.
Alan and Lorena have a little church just outside of the town that we were staying in. And so we were able to connect and coordinate with them to be able to purchase. Many of you gave actually during that time, but we were able to purchase food in bulk, huge containers worth of food, basically, prepackaged, sort of determined for household size. And then we were able to take those out in our network and be able to distribute them through pastors, missionaries, other professionals that we had, relationship with.
Yeah.
And the POSAs became one of those networks.
Yeah.
And so one of the cool things about it is that Connect Global has always relied on community partners like these to reach the local community in a more intimate, more
personal
way.
Yeah.
And that's what we did with the POSAs, is that every single home that we were able to visit with them, these are people that they've been ministering to, they've been speaking their life into, they've been sharing their resources with already. And so it was just a way in which we could reconnect their pastor to them in the middle of a crisis, in the middle of a pandemic, and really leverage and point people's excitement back towards the local church. So that they were, as soon as they would hear the horn or hear us outside, or, if we would say, hey, your pastor's here, to see their face light up. And we've shared some of these pictures before, but to see their face light up, to see Alan and Lorena, was one of the most, that was one of the best things that I've seen, because the relief is one thing. The instant, immediate relief, that was, I think, a joy, and that was a great thing that we were able to do. But more than that, it was the relational connection in the midst of lockdown that I think that seeing their pastors empowered, resourced, and able to reach them even in the middle of this pandemic.
Yeah.
Just seeing the smiles, seeing the air high fives at times, seeing full embraces at times, but also just seeing the smiles and the laughter and just seeing the joy that filled their life to see their pastor being able to meet some of these needs was really awesome.
And one thing I love about that dynamic, and part of the strategy that we've always held throughout the years, and I also think it's something that the people who support this ministry with us love, is that when we're meeting needs, it's people that we either we directly know, like you and I, or it's like what you just described, it's our strategic partners who they directly know.
Exactly.
And the beauty of that, like just to kind of dig a little deeper on that, is it's never a guess as to which, if these people we're helping are the ones that are actually in need.
Yeah.
It's because of their lifelong, one, citizenship in the country, and two, their lifelong pursuit of pastoring, shepherding, and caring for the people in their community. They are very intimately aware of where the real needs exist and where they don't.
Yes.
And so it never has to be a question mark for us if what we're doing and what we're resourcing is a true need.
Yes.
And so to me, that gives me a lot of confidence, and I think it's something that has given our partners throughout the years here in the States a lot of confidence.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think that's always been a huge tenet of our organization, huge value system for us, is transparency and trust.
Yeah.
Having that with our donors, having that with our friends, our family, the people who help sow into and invest in this organization.
Yeah.
So like you said, it's not only meeting real felt needs,
yeah,
but we never have to guess whether or not it went to the right thing, to the wrong thing, ended up in the wrong hands, anything like that, because the quote unquote supply chain, or the actual like hand to hand, we know.
Yeah. Or it was us.
It was us.
Yeah.
99.9% of the time.
But all the other times.
The idea is that, okay, when we go and hand off, or when we say direct, or here's who we want to support or help or this and that or whatever, the idea is that it's always been in good hands.
Yeah.
And it's always been able to be trustworthy because of people like Alan and Lorena.
Yeah.
They're a very special family to us. We've been able to introduce them to many of you. If you've come to Honduras in the last, 3 or 4 years, you would have met them. You would have seen their faces. You would have hugged their necks, because they are, Lorena especially.
Yeah.
She will come and hug you as soon as she sees you.
Yeah.
And so their joy, their brightness of just sort of like emotional health and strength and rigidity of like commitment is what's always captured me, is that, they're on a weekly basis reaching 300 kids in their community, not just with, again, immediate food needs, but future needs, education. They're sponsoring clinics, health clinics. So they're doing not only just a one and done, but they're tracking kids' health to see improvements or see declines, to be able to notice things before they would be noticed
Become
because,
before it becomes a bigger issue.
yeah. And so that to me, that's a huge community outreach that they do. Another thing is that they've always got a very, very strong connection to youth-aged people in their community. If you go into one of their youth services, it's jam-packed and full. All of their leaders, they've got teachers and worshipers and pastors and teacher, everybody from every age group, basically. And so they've got people not only just that are their peers or people that they're trying to raise, from that same demographic. They're working on the next generation of church leadership, of missionaries, of pioneers, people who are willing and wanting to put it all on the line to make sure that the mission continues going forward. Church planting. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in the coming months, but
They're the people that leadership books are written about.
yes, this couple for sure are the ones going first, showing and modeling how to do things. They've never done anything, I don't think, or asked anyone to do anything without them being on the ground doing it themselves. And then with joy and with consistency, with just, it's very admirable. So we love supporting the work and the ministry of Pastor Alan, Pastor Lorena. They are a joy to be around. They're a gem in their community. People love them. Their leaders and the people that are with them in their organization love them, honor them. Their kids, we've gotten to meet them over the years, and in fact help sponsor some, at times when we're able to, at their prospective schools. And so to me, I love Alan and Lorena for who they are, because they are very joyful, amazing people. But I also love what God has been able to do through them in their community, with their family, with their church. And so that's why Connect Global continues to partner with Pastors Alan and Lorena Posas.
To use a biblical term, or an analogy, they are good soil. They are soil that does not return void. And so I think that that's a huge reason why our hearts have been connected to them for so long and why we have partnered on various projects together and different things. And so it's just really exciting that we get to work with people like that on a daily basis. In the line of work that we do with this ministry, at times it feels like there's people that are in two categories, either one working with you or one working against you. And it's been quite an incredible blessing that this couple has always worked with us and we have worked with them. And so it's just when you have those partnerships that just are easy. And they just make sense, and you know that everyone ultimately has a deep care for the people we're reaching, and the needs that we're able to meet through everyone's generosity. It's just very exciting, and it's those type of things that keep you going on the harder days, especially on those days where you're linked up with some of those that aren't so exciting to work with.
Yes, so we are grateful for your support, for your generosity. In fact, all month long and through November, we are actually fundraising to help our strategic partners, empower them to be able to continue doing their work for the next year. If you want to give to that, you can simply go to our website, connectglobal.org, and you can click donate. There's several ways that you can donate. You can give online, you can give credit card or debit card, you can also send us a check, so our address is there. But then there's also a way for which you can give designated stock, appreciated stock. There's a way that makes it very simple, very easy, pain-free. There's very simple explanation and video on our website. If you go to connectglobal.org/stock, you can find the information there. We'll link it also in the show description. But there's several different ways in which you can invest, like Danielle said, in good soil, in a place that will return a very good dividends within the ministry, within the mission that we're accomplishing every single day. In fact, we're going to have some more updates about what we've accomplished this year as we gear up towards year end, and also Giving Tuesday is coming up. So you'll hear lots and lots more from Connect Global and our strategic partners. Thanks again so much for listening to this podcast and for tuning in. We appreciate you guys so much. Bye-bye.